Okay, we have Dr. Leah waiting.
I love this tip today.
I know, me too. So we're going to be talking to Dr. Leah, who is our resident doctor who comes on once a week and gives us wonderful health tips. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Did you like all of our conversation? Are you going to go have dessert at McCormick and Smith's?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Dr. Leah was
Chat with Women sent you.
I have some patients that work there, so hey, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Leah was probably sitting down at the moment.
I'm telling you that upside down apple pie was unbelievable.
I was looking online. They didn't even have it listed. So
It must be seasonal.
Is it a seasonal thing?
It could be. It could be, although apples are in season all the time.
I know, right? We're in Washington.
It's not listed? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a treat.
With some ice cream.
It came with cinnamon ice cream.
That's what I'm looking at.
And the caramel sauce.
And the cinnamon's good for us, Dr. Leah, right?
It is? Oh, yeah.
It's
blood sugar, so there you go.
The rest is not so good for us, but
apples. Yeah. Apple a day.
Okay, Dr. Leah, we love your tip. What is it today?
It's actually on zinc. I've given a couple other health tips on different minerals, but zinc is an important one. It has a lot of people are deficient, especially the elderly, but zinc deficiency can cause PMS, can make PMS worse. It can actually exacerbate eczema, cause low immune function, memory problems, and it's also a great antioxidant. And antioxidants are things that go around and clear up all the bad free radicals that are floating around in your body. Vitamin C, selenium, vitamin E, and CoQ10 are some other ones. But zinc, I mean, you hear about zinc lozenges and different things that are good for your immune system. Mm-hmm. And that's why. I mean, they have a lot of different, I can't go into all of them, but they have a lot of different things that they do in the body.
How much should we take?
About 30 milligrams a day is considered safe. Too much, just like anything, isn't good. Like over 50 milligrams, you don't want to do that much. But 20 to 30 is actually a good range. There's foods that are high in zinc are oysters, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. And so getting plenty of those and even making sure there's some in your supplement are going to be key to keeping your body healthy.
You know, Dr. Leah, when I get the first signs of a cold, I'll take those zinc lozenges. And I'm not kidding. It works.
They do.
It really does. It works better for me than echinacea.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I just go and pop those, you know, like the little candy drops. I mean, they're like a little cough drop, but you just suck on them. You have to suck them. You can't chew them. You have to suck them all the way.
Yeah.
But you can only take two or three a day.
So probably because of what you're saying, you can't get more than that 20 mg of zinc.
Yeah, 20 to 30 milligrams is fine.
Milligrams.
It's just when you start to go too high, just like anything, you know, it can have detrimental effects.
Right.
And more is not better.
Not on the zinc. You have to be careful with it. But that's a good tip, and I didn't realize oysters were high in zinc.
Yes.
I can't remember the last time I had an oyster, but I really, you know, seeds and all of that.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that whole grains,
brown
rice and are high in zinc, because you wonder how much zinc is in all of that.
True.
But to take a little supplement is always wise.
And it's usually in a multi. I mean, it's so good for skin and acne, eczema, all those kind of things it's good for.
Zinc is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in general, just think of zinc for skin, because it is going to be a good skin thing, which includes hair, and some men, it can actually help with their prostate, you know, so there's lots of various things. I just named a few, you know, but there's a lot of things that can help.
Now, Dr. Leah, is zinc the thing that's white, so when you go out in the sun, you know, you see everybody has white on their nose?
Oh, zinc oxide.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's different, though. It's not really going to absorb. It's not meant to absorb into your skin because you're protecting from the sun.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the big white noses and things that people have
How embarrassing.
When they're out there. White spots on the nails.
Spots on the nails.
What about white spots on
sometimes, the nails? Sometimes, obviously, if you smash your finger, you could have a white spot on your nail. But sometimes a lot of white spots on your nails can indicate zinc deficiency.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you have heard that.
We were
that.
Actually talking about that this last weekend in Memorial Day, because
really?
A lot of us were looking at our nails. You know, you're sitting out in the sun, we're bored, so we all pop out our nails. And we're like, hey, how come we have all these white spots?
That's what manly man do.
No, there were some women there, too. So we're all sitting around the pool with our hands up in the air, you know, looking at our fingernails like we're just drying
them. And some have the white spots.
Yeah, I've got a couple, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that means you're zinc deficient.
I guess so.
So you need to go get some zinc.
Wow.
That's
well, thank
a great
you, Dr. Leah.
Tip, Dr. Leah.
You're welcome.
So, Dr. Leah, we want to let everyone know that all these tips for over a year now are on chatwithwomen.com. You go on our homepage. There's a picture of Dr. Leah. Click on it. It goes to her page. All of her tips are there. She's given us phenomenal tips.
Oh,
so
phenomenal.
What we say that you want to do is contact her, get some blood work done, and find out what you're deficient in.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Leah, why don't you give out your phone number and your information?
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and of course on chatwithwomen.com you can find all my information.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.